We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
We have our participant. It's actually a guy I know pretty well. Is this rigged?
This was the fifth caller. I'm trying to be legit here, man.
This is the one they call King Jones.
Okay.
King Jones.
I like
is
his
here.
Energy.
Yeah, and King Jones, are you familiar with how this works?
Yeah, man. I listen. I heard.
First, you got to talk about the prize he just won.
Yeah, you won a teddy bear, brother.
No.
Oh my God, I'm so happy.
So much more than that.
You have changed King Jones' life. You have a St. Louis Cardinals teddy bear.
You got a hard hat too.
Now you got kids.
Maybe
so
that thing's worth some money.
You know, I hope this is valuable.
He's a Cubs fan, so he's I'm not sure.
Then it's a slap in the face. Then exactly.
You also got a Darko Milicic bobblehead.
Yeah. Okay.
So Pistons.
So here's what we're going to do. We're doing this Jason and John draft, and it's obviously over the next 5 years. So everything, every pick is over the next 5 years. You think you're going to have the best selection over the next, the next 5 years. So
okay.
The first two rounds. Yeah,
appreciate you joining, brother.
Yeah, obviously this will not include the Titans, so we can go ahead and remove them from consideration. Yeah,
right.
So it's a snake draft, so that's the way it's going to work. King Jones, you're the caller, so you're going to have the last pick, and then, of course, the first pick.
Four and five.
Of the second round. There's three rounds. First two rounds are a team. Could be any sport, baseball, Major League Soccer even, NFL, NBA, whatever. Then the last round is going to be a player. Okay, are we all familiar with the format here?
We got it.
Yeah, we got you.
Okay, well, I'm ready to make my first pick.
Yeah, we know who it's going to be, Trevor Lawrence.
I'm ready to make my first pick, Brad.
I can just imagine.
I have to, let me get
real lot of suspense.
It better not be the Raiders.
No, they wouldn't be the 150th pick. Do we have the selection sound?
I have it. Here we go.
Yeah, let's do that.
I got stadium. I got to close that off. I'm sorry. Sorry.
You got a lot going on.
There's too much going on here. Yeah. I'm sorry. I don't have it.
Okay, well, with the first pick in the inaugural 2021 Jason and John draft.
Here's the surprise.
Kansas City Chiefs.
Boo. Boo.
Boo.
Boo. What an unoriginal pick, ain't it, Vincent? Terrible.
Yeah, very unoriginal.
But it's the best pick. And so I don't even need to defend it.
Really good job, John.
They are loaded. I got the absolute best franchise over the next 5 years. We're very happy with how the draft begins.
All right, number two.
You just cursed him.
You did. He sure did.
Hopefully.
Here's where the draft begins, sort of like the number three pick with the NFL draft this year. Here's
Casey
where it begins.
Casey was one.
Because nobody knows which way I'm going, do they, John?
No, they do not know.
Maybe you should know, though, because I've been hinting at it for years. I will select the Phoenix Suns. Give them to me.
Wow.
Devin Booker, who does not turn 25 until October. Chris Paul Chris Paul has come and put the polish on him. Got him number two in the West. All right, I got
Devin. You know Chris Paul is 40, right?
I do know Chris Paul is 40, but listen to me. We got Devin Booker signed up through 23-24. DeAndre, Mikal Bridges are both on their rookies. We're going to bring them back. And what we're going to do is we're learning how to win big right now with Chris Paul, right? We're going to go through the wars this year in the playoffs. And then eventually we will be able to put someone else in that spot here over the next 5 years and be just fine. It won't take Chris Paul for this Phoenix team to win a championship when it's all said and done. We're going to go through the wars right now with him. He's going to help us learn how to win. And then eventually we will win without him. I'm taking Phoenix over the next 5 years. Look at the jump they made from last year to this year. They're number two in the West right now. What are they, 28 games, 500, something crazy like that? Give me the Phoenix Suns. I knew I would shake some of y'all up with that pick.
Vincent,
I like the Suns in the next 5 years.
Where are you at so far on our picks? We have Casey and now the Suns.
Oh, my God. I just don't understand. I mean, Chris Powell is 40.
This was a reach. This was a reach. This was a Raiders
before
reach.
Before Devin Booker had a point guard, what was they?
Did you see him in the bubble last year without Chris Paul?
Wow.
That's when they turned the corner.
Our caller is harassing
Monty.
You.
They got don't forget about Monty, who John dogs. We love Monty. He's been fantastic
now,
for him.
Now, here's the deal.
I don't see it.
Brad is stalling. This is a tactic from Brad because he is stalling. Brad,
you are officially
on the clock.
Right, Brad found the thing for his pick. He found the sound.
Surprising number two pick from
yeah, it left y'all wide open with your get your Lakers or something unoriginal.
Originally, I was going to go with the Dodgers. I thought the Dodgers would be a great franchise.
That's actually
it's a very solid third pick if I were to pick the Dodgers. But I'm not going to pick the Dodgers, so I'll leave them to you if you want them, Vincent.
Here comes Cardinals.
I'm picking Longhorn basketball, Texas basketball.
Ooh, I like it.
Wow.
Did Brad make a better pick than me? I think he might have.
I am picking Texas basketball.
That's interesting.
I think you could have got him later. I think you could have got him in the second round.
That's interesting.
I wanted to go for possible strength versus possible downside. I think the upside for Texas basketball is so good.
That's a damn good pick.
John Gruden is your spirit animal. Okay.
You are not going to get him. You already plan to get him in the third round. That's what's the problem.
Third round's players. Second round.
You are trying to go for Texas in the second round.
I will say it did cross my mind because they are getting everybody on the transfer market.
Texas is absolutely hauling and kicking ass on the transfer. They've got a good roster, and they have the best.
Really good pick.
It's hard
the best
to win the tournament,
head coach.
Though.
I got that.
It's hard.
It's also hard to win the NBA when you're not LeBron James.
But Chris Beard been floating around it for quite a while now.
Yeah.
So
Brad's
going
with Texas. Texas is the number three pick.
And I have a 5-year window with Texas.
Yeah, you
so
do.
I feel really good about my pick. Let me give myself a round of applause.
All right, King Jones, who you got?
I think I'm going to go out on a limb, and I'm going to go Florida State football.
No,
Florida
man.
State? No!
I'm going to go Florida State.
No! What?
This man dogging my Phoenix pick and Chris
Paul. What are we on
you got,
right
now? You betting everything on Mike Norvell.
The Phoenix Suns, the Texas basketball
program, Phoenix is
and
breaking
Florida
through.
State football.
How dare you?
Let's hear his case.
Make your case, Vincent.
Listen to me. Now, we know by example, once Mike Norvell get a quarterback, what happened?
That's
all I'm going to say. Clemson can't be the cream of the crop forever.
Yeah, they can. And they will. As
just
long
like
as
Alabama has.
Dabo is going to Alabama the second Nick Saban retires.
Well, when the hell is
that next
be?
5 years, though?
Well,
I don't know.
He's 70 now, so. I mean, it's coming.
Well,
by the next five, I can see a turnaround. I can see him. I can see that them contending for national championship.
Vincent, I love Mike Norvell. He still follows me on Twitter. God bless him.
Oh,
but that
nice.
Was the worst pick of the first round, brother. You got a D minus for your pick, Vincent.
And the best part is he's up again.
The best part is though, you can redeem yourself. You can redeem yourself immediately.
All right, you have the fifth selection here now, Vincent, on the snake.
You're going to put me back on the spot.
We told you this is how it went, man. It's a snake draft. You on that gas, man. There ain't no gas shortage over with King Jones.
Forget it, man. I'm going Grizzlies. Let's go.
What?
The Grizzlies. Now, the Grizzlies are a very
the hometown pick.
Popular
y'all
pick.
Sit up here and laugh at that pick. You better not.
No. It's a rational pick.
It's a good pick.
In 5 years, Job be 5 years older. He'll be an all-star by then. Jaren Hope will be an all-star then. They'll have their third piece. Taylor Jenkins will be more seasoned as a coach. Hey, I like it.
Well, if Taylor Jenkins is still the coach in 5 years, I'll be very impressed.
I think that's a slaw-ass pick, and I love the Grizzlies.
Damn.
That ain't even the one.
I can't give them a hard time picking the hometown team. Got two young superstars.
And I love them, man. I love them. I hope you're right.
God bless you for picking them, Vincent.
Well, anyway.
You make a good radio host. You don't believe it, but you do it.
Yes. Yeah. So King Jones team picks, listener team picks are Florida State football and Memphis Grizzlies basketball. Yeah. I think you can.
Okay, so it's back to Brad Carson.
He only gets
Clemson
the teddy
on
bear.
Probation or something?
He only gets the teddy bear.
Clemson get the death penalty?
Okay, so KC, Suns, Texas, FSU football, Grizzlies. We're back to me with the sixth selection, and it has to be a franchise, John, in the second round?
Yes. Or a program or whatever the case may be.
Okay, here I'm once again torn. I do bring up the Dodgers because they are still on the plate. However, this has been an NBA-heavy draft. Yes. I know this is a basketball town. I was on the fence. I had two selections on my board. They're both about even. But the fact that this is a basketball town, I'm going to go with my selection. The Oklahoma City Thunder. Brian Scalabrine, he mentioned it on his board.
Wow. He was copying off Scal.
They had Cade Cunningham they will probably have this year. Their roster is amazing. They have the ultimate in NBA flexibility. I go Oklahoma City
what
Thunder.
Is
so you just undid all the good you did.
Hey, what is going on?
He just undid all the good he did with that little savvy Texas pick. You just undid it all by picking OKC.
Oklahoma City?
I get a 5-year window, bro.
It might be 7 years, though, BC, before all that comes to light.
I like my pick.
You know, the object is for the team to
even
be good.
Even Scal said that. Could be 7 years.
Yeah,
for
he did
OKC.
Give it a 7-year window.
Yeah,
maybe
like,
right.
Maybe
I need to listen a little closer.
Right?
I mean, maybe I'm just off.
You're going to be in the basement for a couple more years.
Would you have liked me to pick Dodgers? I won't pick them because I already made my pick.
You don't get to come back to the stage, man.
The fax machine ain't broke. But
you don't get to come back to the stage.
Would you have liked that pick, though? If I would have went with the Dodgers, would have you liked that pick?
Better than what you just did. But you got to live with it now.
I'll be fine with it.
Russ and Tatey coming back.
Listen, this is my legacy. I'll live with
all right.
my legacy.
Am I next?
Yes, you are next. You are next.
There are two egregious teams.
One of them is not Texas, by the way. My Texas pick was solid.
Oh, well, I won't be one of the two. I don't believe I'll be one of the two with this pick.
We're up to number seven now.
Again, I'm like Kenny Mayne. I go off the beaten path, fool. And I've been back in Phoenix for years. You know who I'm taking?
Who you got?
Everybody loves in the AFC East, right? Even the 9-11 show, obviously, is a big fan of the Buffalo Bills, right in their future, and Josh Allen.
Ooh.
It's not that team that's got the brightest future in that division.
Okay.
And it ain't the Patriots either. I'm telling you right now, it's the team that finished 10-6 last year, the Miami Dolphins, with the fantastic Chris Greer at GM, the fantastic Brian Flores as head coach. John, do you realize they had all the picks? They got two in the first round next year, two in the first round after that. So if Tua isn't the guy, and listen, I'm one of the people that isn't convinced that Tua is, but if Tua is not the guy, they can use the picks they have to go back in and get another quarterback. Those dudes are putting it together the right way. And again, you're coming off a 10-6 and great improvement last year. That offensive line is coming together. I like the Miami Dolphins and the way they put things together, but especially the job that Chris Greer has done in turning it around. I'm taking the Miami Dolphins, who again, 10-6 last year, and have got the opportunity.
I like the pick.
If Tua ain't the guy, now he could very well be the guy, but if he's not the guy, you're going to have the ability to get back in the draft and go get you a guy with those two first-rounders next 2 years. I love what Miami's done.
The Miami Dolphins.
But they don't have a quarterback yet.
They might possibly have the man, John.
They might. But, I mean, we're trying. Wouldn't you like to have a situation where the quarterback situation is, like, determined, you know?
Again, I'm picking up-and-comers. You're picking guys that have already arrived. You could be as unoriginal as you want to be, which I'm sure is coming
now. I can support this.
Who I still think are going to be dominant for the next 5 years, and that's why I cannot believe.
Ooh, Lakers.
I cannot believe.
Vincent.
That this program fell to me in the second round.
Let's get Vincent's color on the Miami pick, though, here.
He said he liked it. I heard him.
They don't have to have a quarterback. I mean, when the Bears went to the Super Bowl, they didn't have one. It's okay.
They didn't win it. You know, they didn't win the Super Bowl.
Okay. They didn't win it, but they made it.
We're about to find out this year if Tua's the guy. And the deal is, if he ain't, you can go back in and get it and try to find
it. Figure it out.
I appreciate it, Vincent. I appreciate it, brother.
Yeah. Good color.
I cannot believe they fell to me, but the Alabama Crimson Tide.
You are a front-running a-hole.
It's just completely unoriginal for me.
It's just like
this is the worst bit ever from you.
It's like I'm being surrounded by the absolute dumbest picks in the history of the world.
Wow,
we got the
we didn't
Suns,
call it the Captain Obvious
Florida
pick. We called
State
it the draft.
Football.
It's the next
Florida
5 years.
Man, and that's off the street. These are going to be his picks.
Do I have
take
to,
no insight?
Do I need to pass
well, tell
along
us why, John.
The last 10 years?
Tell us why.
Who's been in the championship game? They're going to be in the championship game every single year.
For up and comers.
As long no, we said who's going to be the best.
Yeah, I get that.
Team
I get what you do.
John
years.
Picks the first whore that ran through the tape.
Yes, and so I am picking Alabama Crimson Tide.
Congratulations, John.
And then with
Clemson could win just as many titles.
I agree
though.
With you.
Four more next 5 years.
Those two.
Alabama doesn't have to be.
Those
right.
are the two.
That man went some front running stuff.
Oh, just wait. It's going to shock you.
The horse is already in the barn,
oh,
John.
Oh, yeah, Patrick Mahomes for your player. I hope somebody snatches him.
I'm drafting right now. Damn. I'm drafting. And so as a result, I will be drafting Patrick Mahomes.
Why did we do this,
player?
Why did we even do this?
I told you
Vincent,
the bit before
what a
it
letdown this has
I
been.
I told you the bit before it happened.
I don't understand why y'all even did this draft. John should not have been in it. I mean, you know what
right.
he's going to do.
Why?
A five-year-old would have made these choices.
I mean, who said? So who,
who's the best basketball player in the NBA? LeBron James.
Yeah, who's going to be the next over the next? Who's going to be the best over the next 5 years? Or that may change. That may be a different answer. I will say, I don't think anybody could have predicted that you were going to come to the table with Texas basketball in Oklahoma City over the next 5 years.
I enjoyed my picks.
I mean, that is truly something. But I'm going Mahomes, and I'm feeling good about my draft. We clearly had the best draft today.
Now. We're up to your snake, right?
It's on me.
Yes. No, we go. Mahomes is you snaked, and then it's back to you. Yes. There we go.
All right, mine's gonna be a little different, and that's the way I like to keep it. Fernando Tatis Jr.
Great pick. I
knew you would respect
it. It's a terrific pick.
I don't know if John's gonna respect it, but maybe he will after I. So first 162 games, here's what he's got. The league announced Sunday. He's 22 years old. First player to post at least 40 home runs and 30 stolen bases in his first 162 games. Now, the Padres have got him locked up to some, what is it, 10, 12,
yes.
13-year deal.
Mega
he's
deal.
Locked up. Now, the one thing that hurts me right now is he's only hitting 240, but he's got 9 home runs, 14 RBI this season. Remember, he's sort of coming off a little bit of an injury.
Yeah.
This is one everybody has tabbed as sort of the next big thing.
Yes.
I think, just like we talk about Mike Trout as being the best,
yes.
right, being the five-tool guy, we're going to be talking about Fernando Tatis Jr., your boy's son, we're going to be talking about him for the next 10 years as the guy, maybe the face. You talk about Mookie, Mike Trout. Eventually, it will be Fernando Tatis Jr.
You mentioned one that was in consideration for me, and that's Mookie Betts. And I looked at Trout because, much like Alabama, Trout
he just gets it done every year, right?
He would be
right?
the pick if you were picking the Alabama of player right now. Like, because Mike Trout's
he's the guy.
His age, though, it puts him in Pujols from the Cardinals to Angels territory with his age. So, for that reason, I did not pick Trout. I actually put on my possibilities Tatis. I also considered Shohei Ohtani. You know, he's a pitcher and he's also
a hitter.
He's 26 years old and he's a pitcher and a hitter for the Los Angeles Angels for our non-baseball friends. But I didn't pick any of those. I picked Trevor Lawrence. Trevor Lawrence.
I mean, I have no problem with Trevor Lawrence. The only reason why I did not go Trevor Lawrence is because it's Jacksonville. Like and
right. They may not be ready.
Yeah, I mean, it may take 5 years
might
for
take
them
all
to start
five
scratching
them.
The surface. You know, but I mean,
solid pick though,
that's
Brad.
Certainly
people think he's gonna be good.
I think so, right?
He's
5 years.
I just like the way you're betting on the future as opposed to getting some front running like John did.
Yeah, so I mean, I
give you
done
points
that.
For that. I give you points for that. The Texas pick with Chris Beard.
I'm trying to.
You're
think
looking
of,
ahead. I like
I'm,
that.
And I'm trying that's to project. It. I'm trying to think like a front because the front office has to wring their hands on this stuff, right? Mm-hmm. They got to figure 5 years from now.
No, I like what you did.
Okay, all right, here we go.
All right, King Jones, you're gonna wrap it up, man.
The Grizzlies in me don't like this pick, but I gotta go with Zion.
Oh, no.
Got to go with
Zion. I thought about him early on. Is he going to last five more? Is he going to be healthy enough?
If he lasts 5 years.
Yeah.
But, I mean, he's doing amazing things right now.
It's true.
All right.
Amazing.
Well, I mean, it's really just a question of durability. And how much he wins, too, right? I mean, I think that's what remains to be seen because they have not made the playoffs yet with Zion Williamson.
They have not.
And I
but,
think
you know.
they could in the next 5 years. So anyway, just to
recap this,
wrap it up. I drafted the Kansas City Chiefs, Alabama, and Patrick Mahomes. Jason drafted the Phoenix Suns, the Miami Dolphins, and Fernando Tatis.
Yes, Junior.
Brad drafted
Texas Longhorn basketball.
Texas basketball and Oklahoma City basketball, along with
Trevor Lawrence,
and then King Jones took Florida State football.
Hey, by the way,
the Grizzlies and Zion.
I think we should grade our drafts in the next 5 years, by the way, on the average of the three.
Oh, well, that. Okay. In other words,
if you kill it with one or two and not the third.
Because OKC going to tear you up. I already know you're already positioning yourself.
Hey. When Florida State is making an ACC championship game, y'all going to call me and say, you know
getting
what?
Getting destroyed by Clemson.
You got to call us back then, for sure. Because it ain't happening.
King Jones, thanks for playing.
Appreciate
Nick
you, brother.
Nick Saban just called. He's retiring.
Hey, man, y'all have a good one, man.
Hey, I got
you. You too, bro.
Hey, by the way, Vincent, we'll hook up and I'll get you all your prizes.
Yeah, we'll get you.
Yeah, stay on the line, brother.
I got your phone number already, so we're
good
to go. Teddy
Bear and
thanks, Vincent.
Okay. Yeah, so anyway, there you go. That's the inaugural J&J
draft. I enjoyed it.
Yeah, I feel like John easily going to say I had the best draft because I've got all the folks that can win titles right now
y'all
and then maybe in 4 or 5
years.
Y'all
let Alabama fall to me,
but
man.
I think you let our listeners and the people down. Still, even with your front-runner picks.
With the right picks,
you
man.
Let us all down.
Anyway.
This is a potentials draft, though, I think.
That's the way I was treating it. Go show me some insight and go get somebody
I would have taken yours now.
I'll take mine now and forever. That's just how I feel about all of those guys. all those teams.
Well, you've cursed KC, so that might be a good thing.
Anyway, thanks to King Jones for joining and playing along. And thanks to all of you for, I guess you participated.
So they're all thinking in the car.
Y'all ain't going to have a damn title between the three of y'all.
Tatis was a great pick.
Okay, one question on Vincent's. He did mention the Grizzlies. In the next 5 years, what's the best place where the Grizzlies end? Because we'd all love a championship, but we all feel like there's a ceiling. Right?
Western Conference Finals appearance.
That's going to be the top.
Yeah. I mean, I think that's the top.
I guess I'd take it.
That's the top of this franchise right now, you know? So I would say that's definitely what you should aspire to do.
I mean, your best hope is to be the Bucks.
And then when you get there,
be able to float around there and give yourself, you know, hopefully multiple opportunities because you're top four in the West, hopefully
maybe
by year four.
Maybe get an injury against you that helps you get to where you need to go.
Maybe even sooner than that. Maybe it's by year three if you get the right piece to put next to John Jerry.